Jeremiah chapter 48. To Moab, this is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Woe to Nebo, for it has been devastated. Kiriathaim has been put to shame, and it has been captured. Misgab has been put to shame, and it is in disarray. There is no more praising of Moab. In Heshbon they have plotted harm against it, saying, Come, let us cut it off from being a nation. City of Madmen, you will also be reduced to silence. The sword will come after you. There is a sound of shouting from Horonaim, of violence and large-scale wreckage. Moab has collapsed. Her young ones have uttered a shout. For in the ascent of Luhith, weeping upon weeping will arise. For at the descent of Horonaim, the distressing shout of destruction was heard. Take flight, save your life, and be like a leafless tree in the desert. For since your trust is in your works and your treasures, you too will be captured, and Chemosh will go into exile, its priests and its officials together. The plunderer will go to every city, and no city will escape, and the valley will be lost, and the plain will be laid waste, according to what the Lord says. Give Moab plumage, for it urgently needs to take flight, and its cities will be a desolation, without any inhabitant left in them. Cursed is he who does the Lord's work remissly, and cursed is he who withholds his sword from blood. Moab has been at ease since its youth, and it has been resting on its lees, and has not been emptied from jar to jar, and has not gone into exile, which is why its original taste remains, and its smell is unchanged. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will send tilters who will tilt it, and empty its jars, and burst their wineskins. And Moab will be ashamed of Chemosh, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their object of confidence. How can you say, We are valiant men and warriors ready for war? Moab has been plundered, and its cities have gone up in flames, and the elite of its youths have gone down to face slaughter, says the king. The Lord of hosts is his name. The downfall of Moab is close to coming, and its demise is hastening fast. Bewail it, all who are around it, and all who know its name. Say, how the strong scepter has been broken, the magnificent staff. Come down from glory and dwell in thirst, you daughter who dwells in Dibon, for the despoiler of Moab has come up against you and will sack your fortresses. Stand on the road and keep watch, you inhabitant of Aroer. Ask a fugitive and one who has escaped, and say, What has happened? Moab has been put to shame, for it is in disarray. Wail and cry out and report in Arnon that Moab has been despoiled. And judgment has come on the level country, on Holon and on Jasser, and on Mepha'ath, and on Dibon, and on Nebo, and on Beth Diblathaim, and on Kiriathaim, and on Beth Gamul, and on Beth Me'on, and on Kerioth, and on Bozrah, and on all the cities of the land of Moab, those far off and those nearby. The horn of Moab has been cut off, and its arm has been broken, says the Lord. Make it drunk, for it has exalted itself against the Lord. But Moab will wallow in its own vomit, and it too will become a laughing stock. And was not Israel a laughing stock to you? Was it found among thieves? For every time you speak against it, you convulse with laughter. Leave the cities and dwell in the rock, you inhabitants of Moab, and be like a dove. It builds its nest at the sides of the mouth of a pit. We have heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud. His arrogance and his pride and his haughtiness and the exultation of his heart. I know, says the Lord, his presumptuousness, but he is dishonest. His lies deal dishonestly, which is why I will wail for Moab, and for all Moab I will cry out, and for the men of Kir Heres he will lament. O vine of Sibmah, I will weep for you with more than the weeping of Jazer. Your shoots have crossed the sea. They have reached the sea of Jazer. The plunderer has attacked your summer harvest and your grape harvest. And joy and rejoicing have been taken away from the cultivated land and from the land of Moab. And I have put a stop to wine from the wine vats. They will not tread wine with shouting. The shouting will be different shouting. Because of the crying out in Heshbon to Eleale and to Jahaz, they have raised their voice, and from Zoar to Horonaim, a heifer 3 years old. For the waters of Nimrim will also become desolations. And I will put a stop, says the Lord, to anyone in Moab going up to an idolatrous raised site and burning incense to his gods. This is why my heart is humming for Moab, like pipe music for a dirge, and my heart is humming for the men of Kir Heres, like pipe music, because the wealth which they had accumulated has gone to waste. For every head will be bald, and every beard removed. On all hands will be incisions, and around the waist, sackcloth. On all the roofs of Moab and in its streets there will be mourning all around, for I will have broken Moab like an article in which there is no satisfaction, says the Lord. How it is in disarray, they will howl, how Moab has turned its back in shame. And Moab will be a laughingstock and a cause of trepidation to all those around it. For this is what the Lord says, look, he will swoop like an eagle and spread his wings over Moab. Kerioth will be captured and the strongholds will be taken, and the hearts of the warriors of Moab on that day will be like the heart of a woman in labour pains. And Moab will be cut off from being a people, for it has exalted itself against the Lord. Fear and a pitfall and a snare are looming over you, you inhabitants of Moab, says the Lord. And the fugitive from the fear will fall into the pit, and he who comes up out of the pit will be caught in the snare. For I will bring on it, on Moab, the year of their visitation, says the Lord. Those who flee from the invading force will stand in the shadow of Heshbon, but a fire will come out of Heshbon, and a flame from the midst of Sihon, and it will consume the sideboards of Moab and the crown of the head of the tumultuous warriors. Woe to you, Moab! The people of Chemosh have been ruined, for your sons have been taken into captivity and your daughters into deportation. But I will reverse the captivity of Moab in the latter days, says the Lord. That was the judgment on Moab.